It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Here they come on third and five. Wilson, boy, somehow escapes. He's going to run for it. Plenty of green grass. Wilson stays in bounds. He's still going. And he's in. Touchdown. Zach Wilson pulling a magic trick.
Down the middle, he's got it. Elijah Moore. The 20. The 10. The 5. Touchdown. Tune is buried. That was Sauce Gardner coming in hot. Garrett Wilson. Here he goes. Goodbye. And hello, end zone.
Van Dyke swarmed, swallowed, and sacked. Guess who? You only got one guess. Jermaine Johnson.
Here's Breece Hall looking for history. Hall with his 24th straight game with a rushing touchdown into the NCAA record books.
Listen. Thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1, and it's an off-day training camp, so time to answer some of your training camp mailbag questions with the man who has been there every single day, big deal in it, like only he can. He is, of course, the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com, and above all that, a very big deal, Mr. Chris Nimbley. Chris, what's going on, brother?
You know, one step closer to training camp being over, one step closer to the season happening. And, you know, and that isn't that what we're all here for? That's what it's all about. We just want football back in our lives.
One step closer to answering questions on this mailbag, which is about to happen right now. And we'll start with the Manton187. He says, with Quan Alexander in the fold, who does that potentially push out either in the linebacker group or other positional areas? Well, Javon White is the guy who got released. As far as who's going to lose playing time, I assume that's mostly going to be on the shoulders of Hamza Nasruddin and Jamie and Sherwood, although, of course, remember, you are dealing with Quan Alexander, who has had a lot of injuries, so at some point those guys could get an opportunity. But Javon White lost his roster spot, and as far as who's going to lose playing time, it's probably going to be Sherwood and Nasruddin.
Yeah, that's most likely. That's what you got to think right now, at least. That's how it's looking at. And we'll have to see. You know, again, they came in last year as relative unknowns, and we didn't get a ton of playing time with the way the season shook out. So we'll have to see how it goes and which one of them. I said last year with all those late round draft picks and undrafted guys that, you know, the way they attacked going for athletes at these positions, like one of these guys, I don't know which one, but I feel like one of these guys has got to stick. And I'm sticking with that. One of these guys is going to break through and be more than adequate starter for them.
Next question comes in from Michael Christopher. He says, VBD, since you've been in practice, all the practices so far, watching the wide receivers and running backs this year, is this the best offensive talent the Jets have had at the skill positions since 2015 when they had Marshall, Decker, and Ivory? And also, who do you think will be playing in the slot most of the year for the Jets? So I'll let you answer the first part of it. As far as the second part of it, I'll let you answer that too, but I'm going to chime in first, and I'm going to say, I don't know that it's going to be one guy in the slot. I think they're going to mix it up quite a bit. You might see Berrios in the slot a little bit. You might see Elijah Moore in the slot quite a bit. You might see Garrett Wilson in the slot. I don't think there's going to be one dedicated slot receiver.
Yeah, there's definitely not. I mean, again, we've talked about this in the past. Elijah Moore, people still want to pin him as the slot guy, but he's not. He's an outside guy that can play in the slot, and he'll go back and forth there. You'll see some Berrios. So I think you're going to see some Corey Davis mixed in there. You'll see some, you know, assuming that Mims continues and makes his roster, you'll see him on there at some times, I think. And you're going to see guys lining up there and then being sent in motion to go out wide. So there's not going to be one specific guy that's doing the bulk of the work from, the slot position. Now, maybe the season ends up that way because of injuries or it just shakes out. But they're going into this expecting for, you know, that to be a constant revolving door there. As for it's got to be that, right? Otherwise, you got to go back to Braylon Edwards, Santonio Holmes, Jericho Cotchery, and then, you know, the running back crew that they had there, like LT and all that. So those are the two. Of course, this is – I'll put it this way. If you want to win that immediate season – then give me that Braylon Edwards Antonio group, or give me the Brandon Marshall Decker group. But you want to build a team for the future, I'll take this group of young guys. You know, the Corey Davis is the vet here, but that's the one that you can go grab that skill set elsewhere. And then you got the Breece Hall, you know, a Michael Carter at the running back, and then you got Garrett Wilson and Elijah Moore at receiver. Yeah, if you're asking me to choose from those groups, again, if I need to win that immediate year, give me the other two groups. But to build a team long-term with, I'll take this one.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Next question comes in from Tyler Sloboda, and he has two questions. He says, first of all, do you think Carl Lawson can be comeback player of the year? He's currently plus 7,500 on the betting odds. We actually did a show on a ton of those propositions with Walter Cherpinski of WalterFootball.com. It was a two-parter, so if you haven't listened to those two parts, I recommend doing that. And then the second part of the question is, do you think this receiving corps has the chance to have 2,000-yard receivers for the first time since Decker and Marshall in 2015? First part of the question, do I think Carl Lawson can be comeback player of the year? Sure, I do think it's possible. Would I bet on it? Probably not, just because he's never had a 16-game season in his career, and he's never been a big sack guy. He's had a lot of pressures, and he's played really well and been a very effective pass rusher, but you know how that goes. When it comes to the voters, the sports writers, they tend to vote for the flashy stats. I don't know that Lawson's going to have those, and plus, like I said, he gets hurt a lot, but at plus 7,500, maybe it's worth a shot. As far as the second part of the question, I don't really see two wide receivers having 1,000 yards in this offense this year. I just think there's too many guys that the ball's going to get spread around to. I think Elijah Moore might become the first 1,000-yard receiver the Jets have had since that 2015 year with Marshall and Decker. But Corey Davis has never had 1,000 yards in his career, and he's going to be sharing with the two tight ends, with the two running backs who are going to be making plays out of the backfield, with Garrett Wilson and Elijah Moore. And then you got Garrett Wilson. It's just not common for rookie wide receivers to have 1,000 yards. It's only been done a handful of times over the last bunch of years. And with the other players in this offense, I don't see Garrett Wilson doing it year number one. Now, if we're talking about 2023, I think there's a real possibility that if Garrett Wilson starts to come into his own at some point this year, that in 2023, him and Elijah Moore could do that. But in 2022, I don't think so.
Yeah, I would shy away from any receiver in this offense getting that regardless. I think the world of Elijah Moore as a receiver, and I would be scared to say that there for everything you said. But also, again, this is going to be a run first offense here. You want to go for overs? Season total overs here. Give me all the Breece Hall overs. Give me those. That's where I want to go there because, A, I know everyone's been thinking Breece Hall, Michael Carter will be 1A, 1B. I don't think it's going to be that way. I think it's going to be a lot closer to Breece Hall just being the guy. I think it'll probably start more with 1A, 1B, and then Breece Hall will take over. But that's where I would be going with my over bets for season totals. The receivers, it's just going to be way too hard to try to figure out how to divvy that up. And again, between Corey Davis, between Elijah Moore, Garrett Wilson, that now they got two competent and capable tight ends there. It would be tough for me to feel comfortable betting on any of the receivers to go with 1,000 yards. And that's just, none of us know what we're getting out of Zach Wilson this year. And that's not even being skeptical. It's just, how are we possibly going with such a high ceiling on something like this with these types of weapons? That's just too tough for me to bank on. If you're forcing me to pick someone on the receiver, I will go the Elijah Moore route. I don't think it happens though, but give me all the Breece Hall overs, all of them. Give me his rushing yards, his receiving yards, his touchdowns. Give me all of them. Because I think he's going to have a monster year. That's how I would look at that. But the receivers situation, Zach Wilson, what type of year, how many they got there. Yeah, I just don't know how I could sit here and feel confident. And then talking about the rookie doing it. Yeah, I'll wait. I'll hold off on that. Now that Carl Lawson one you were talking about, that's, I agree with everything you said. I would, if you just ask me yes or no, do I think that he wins that, it'll happen? No. But at that price, yeah, that's worth it. I like the odds on that. I definitely like the odds. Go ahead, throw a little something on it. You can throw a little something. I like that one.
I've said this before. I really like Breece Hall to win Rookie of the Year at plus 750 because there's no quarterback that you look at that you think for sure is going to make an impact right away. Kenny Pickett may or may not start. The rest of these guys are likely not even going to play in year number one. So that eliminates the quarterback part of the equation. It's very rare that a wide receiver is enormously impactful year number one. We saw it with Ja'Marr Chase and Jaylen Waddle last year, but it's not all that common. You look at the running back spot, and that's typically where that rookie of the year would come from if there's not an impactful quarterback. And Breece Hall is arguably the top running back in this draft. He's going to get a lot of opportunities both as a receiver and a running back. And as you said, Chris, this is going to be a run-first offense. Plus 750, I think that's a great bet.
I'll just go with the still liking the totals season. I don't even know what the totals are, but whatever they are, take them. I'd still go with that over the rookie of the year thing, but only because that the rookie of the year, depends on so many other people too. Maybe somebody goes off, but plus 750, yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. If you can throw a little something on that too, go for it. It just makes so much sense. I think as far as running backs go, I'd have to look at who else was there. But I don't think, if I remember correctly, I remember thinking about this after the draft. I don't think there was a running back that got drafted into a better spot between the upgrades on the offensive line they made, the run-first offense, nature of this offense, the success of this system turning out running guys, his ability to run and catch the ball. I'd say he's got to be a favorite in my book, or right up there at the top. And plus 750, I like that. I like it a lot.
I agree on the over-under for the Jets at 5.5. I would bet the over because I think they're probably going to win six or seven games. But I'm saying in terms of individual player props, the one that I like the most is Breece Hall to win Rookie of the Year at plus 750. I think it's that combination of value you get with the odds and the potential of it actually happening that really matches up well.
Yeah, for sure. It's a perfect storm situation here. There's really the best way I think I could to put it is actually to flip it and look at it the opposite way. Tell me a reason why I shouldn't make that bet. I can't think of one.
Next question comes in from Bart Harley Jarvis. He says, VBD, I need an early prediction. Who do you think will be the best player currently on the roster to not make the team?
This year, I like this question. In years past, I might have wanted to fight you for asking this question. Just because, you're going to make me try to figure out who the best of this bunch is? Yeah, that'd be tough. This still isn't going to be the best, but it's going to be much better than it was over years past. So this is actually, I've done some thinking about it, and it's easy. And it's Dan Feeney. No, I'm kidding.
Feeney!
It is most assuredly not Dan Feeney. This is going to be tough, but I've narrowed it down to two positions here. I've talked about both these positions and the depth on both these positions already through this. The cornerback group and the defensive line group are deep. They're stacked. And I still think you could get somebody, a Pinnock or an Echols could end up being released and put on another team and have a really solid career. You could look at the defensive line then, and I'm not going to hit you with Jabari Zuniga here, but if somebody, if a Vinnie Curry came, I'm sure that could fall in there. Sheldon Rankin, there's another one there. I think that would most likely be the case. I'll go with Sheldon Rankin. My guess is he's still going to make the roster, but if he doesn't, that's the one guy there. I think if he doesn't, he's the easy answer to this question. And the other best answer to this question, I still think probably make the roster. But yeah, I think it's got to be one of the defensive linemen or the cornerbacks. It has to be.
I think Vinnie Curry's a possibility, Sheldon Rankins is a possibility, and Tevin Coleman too, especially if Bam Knight looks good in training camp. Final question, Chris. This comes in from JP Waxer. He says, the only question I have is, can I get some honest feedback from the very big deal Chris Nimbley as far as how good or bad the team looks? He's usually the only writer on the beat who levels with us and tells us the truth. Hit us with it, Chris.
All right, it's way early in the process here. Just a handful of days of practice here. The pads haven't even come on yet. They're coming on next week. We'll get a little bit of it. So you're going to have to wait a week or two until I can give my official, finger on the pulse of this team vibe. But I'm still sitting in that 6-7 wins window. I'm still thinking that. I think it's going to be – lots of seasons have gone past Jets not making the playoffs. I don't think I need to really explain to you Jets fans that there's multiple different types of 6 or 7 win seasons we could be talking about. And there's the miserable 6 or 7 win season where you don't even know how they got those 6 or 7 wins, but man, you don't feel good about that team. And I think this is actually going to be one of those where – they win 6 or 7 games, and you feel really good about that season and those wins. And they're going to drop a couple close ones, and they're going to be competitive, and you're going to see, even without expecting or putting a huge leap from Zach Wilson into the equation, I'll hold that aside. I just think the running game, the offensive line, the weapons that he has to work with, everything is so improved around him. The defense has improved enough that I think that you guys are going to be so happy with the improvements and just how much more entertaining and competent and everything this feels, that you're going to be, the losses are going to feel better. I truly believe that. But yeah, you got to give me another week or two until I can give you the official prediction with my finger on the pulse here. But I do think if you're holding out that playoff hopes thing, that you probably want to scale it back a little bit. But again, that's largely just due to how good other teams have gotten around the Jets.
So your very, very early, very big deal opinion, which of course is subject to change as camp goes on and the preseason goes on, is that the Jets may not necessarily be ready for the playoffs, but they're ready to at least give us fun football on Sundays.
Exactly. That's what you need to, that's the bar you want cleared this year. To be able to enjoy your Sundays more often than not. There's, of course, there can't, every team, every fan, there's going to be a couple miserable Sundays in there for you. But more often than not, I think you're going to enjoy watching this team play football this year.
Chris Nimbley, the owner, the operator, the lead reporter, the whole shebang over at JetsInsider.com. And above all that, a very big deal. Thanks so much for coming on and answering training camp questions with me on this off day. Really appreciate it. For those that want to check out Chris's very big deal work, it's over at JetsInsider.com. Also follow him on Twitter at CNimbley and at JetsInsider. Check out everything we're doing over at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. At PlayLikeAJet.com, we've got some great articles up. Tommy Griffin-Krantz and Sharman Phillip have written some fantastic stuff. So go to PlayLikeAJet.com. Keep up to date there. Watch all our videos at youtube.com/playlikeajet. The Thunder from Down Under, Luke Grant, has some fantastic All-22 breakdowns. Plus, he's going to be doing daily update segments to get you up to speed for what you need to know heading into each day's training camp. So watch those videos. Subscribe to our channel if you haven't already. Again, it's youtube.com/playlikeajet. Visit our store, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We've got the John Franklin Myers, Quinn and Williams Bless You Thank You shirt, the Zach Says Go Long shirt, the Zach the Ripper shirt, the Play Like a Jet logo shirt, caps, mugs, hoodies. It's all there, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.